Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back for entry 31 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am so excited because today we're going to be talking about some money, honey, okay? So while in quarantine, I was able to produce $467,483.62. I was able to make a lot of money, almost $500,000 in quarantine. So I wanted to share with you guys some really quick ways that I was able to do that. So sit back. I won't take up too much of your time on this good old day, but I'm going to give you some gems to think about. All right. So first off, I want you guys to know this is for motivational purposes only. I don't really love sharing numbers much anymore. I used to do it so people could know the results are in it and everything they're investing in, but I don't really care to do that no more. I've made millions of dollars annually and I've seen a lot of results, and I feel like it's not really the money that makes you successful. It's more so of the blessings and the opportunities that are open for other people to come into contact with you and what you offer. So for me, it's not really about the number, but I want you guys to understand it's more so about the opportunities that have been opened because of that number, the more employment that has been opened up for the public and for minorities and people that look like myself within my company because of that number. It's about that. We're creating jobs in the middle of a pandemic. That's what it's about. So I want you guys to think of it with that mindset. A few things that I did. First things first, I told you guys on my previous entry, I actually decreased the pricing within the Fashionpreneur Academy, so I was able to take on more clients. That obviously generated a lot more leads, and a lot of people that weren't able to work with me in the past because of the rate were now able to work with me. So I was really excited about that. Also, I got rid of anything on my website that was not a top seller. So my clothing line, A Regular Exposure, me and my best friend, who she actually does my marketing management for Regular Exposure, we sat down and we looked over the numbers and we were noticing what was working, what wasn't working, what needed to shift, what was actually working good, right? So we decided to look at those things and we made some shifts that would allow us to only have top sellers on our site. We only wanted top sellers on the site and nothing less, literally nothing less. I only wanted top sellers. So that's what I invested my time into, creating top sellers. And that's what we did. So we looked at all of our numbers over the past 12 months from March 2019 to March 2020. And we looked a little bit further beyond that, of course, as things progressed within quarantine. And we noticed that we had certain styles that were top sellers and certain styles we just didn't need anymore. So we focused all of our time and energy to our top sellers. We got rid of everything that wasn't killing it. Like if it was not in our grading system. And I'm going to give y'all a major key right here. I have this app on my Shopify called Stocky, S-T-O-C-K-Y. Write it down. I'm going to spell it for you again, girl. Don't worry. I got you, boo. I got you. I got you, brothers. I got you, sisters. All right. So the app is Stocky, S-T-O-C-K-Y. Stocky is an inventory app on Shopify. We should all be on Shopify. If your site is on Wix right now or you're selling e-commerce, switch it. If you on Squarespace, switch it. You're missing out on opportunities to use a lot of applications that are only compatible to Shopify. And I just love Shopify. We all use Shopify. It's for the greats, right? So use Stocky. I want you to download Stocky. And I want you guys to see that on Stocky, there are different reports. And you can see your top valued inventory, how many views it gets. And you can see its grading system. So what Stocky does is it grades your inventory. It gives you a grade A, grade B, grade C, grade D, so forth, right? And basically, it lets you know what grading system your inventory is in. So if it's a grade A product, it will tell you that. If it's a grade B, so forth, right? So what basically it does is it explains to you how you can expect to restock, like how many units you should consider for a restock and so forth, right? So with Stocky and having that grading system, we realized that we had a lot of pieces that were grade C and grade D. But what would happen was we would notice that the inventory was a grade A, like a size small in our gray top selling pants. Our size small was a grade A, but the extra large might have been a grade C. It still allowed us to see that that style was a top producing style. So we kept the style in stock, right? But if we had a style that was not in grade A at all, we got rid of it. It was over 12 styles we got rid of. And we don't have that much stuff on our site. We're a design house, so we don't keep a lot of inventory. So we're like, oh crap, you know, this is scary. But we made the shift and we decided to start doing releases each month. So you guys may see a few stores have been doing this. We noticed now where they restock on a certain day. And on that day, the store reopens online, everything sells out, and you got to wait for the next restock. It might be a week, a month, 2 weeks, 2 months. But we decided to start running our store with that mindset. And now we put in our bios, our restock dates, we put it in our captions. So you'll know the restock date for the store to fully reopen. So we basically want to drop, sell everything out in a couple minutes, and then you got to wait. That's what we want to do. And we spend the rest of that month shipping that inventory. Every first Monday of the month, we started doing these restocks and these huge drops. So we are getting like 1,200 units of one of our top sellers. We're going to have like 13,000 units of inventory total, and we're going to be prepared for this big drop. So that's what we're doing. And what we're also doing is each month we are putting out a new release, a brand new style that's never before seen. And what we do with that style is we drop it as a release and we only get 300 units produced, which is very low volume for my store and where it is now. We get 300 units produced. If the 300 units sell out within that first month of release, then we'll move it over to a staple style. So we separated our website into three sectors. We have our staples, our merch, and our release. Our merch is just pieces that say a regular exposure on it. So for example, we have these classic t-shirts. We call them the heavy tees, and they have these shoulder pads and it says a regular exposure. So those are merch products. You're repping the brand when you buy that. So that's a merch department. Then we have our staples, which are our classics. We keep them in stock all the time. We will never not have these in stock. Those are our pieces that are like our classic jumbo Chanel bags, right? And then we have our release, which is that new drop for the month. Basically, what we do is we focus on that new release for the month. And if it does really well, we move it to a staple. If it doesn't, then we just leave it as a release. We only invested in 300 units. We're going to sell those and move that. So we are now being more proactive in planning our inventory, right? We also saved a lot of money because we were able to move our inventory overseas again. So we used to get everything produced here in LA. We still do product development in LA and we do lower units. So our releases are all still made in LA because it's very low value. But once we get into higher value, we move it overseas and we save a lot of money that way. So another way that we were able to make a lot of this money, y'all, is because we weren't spending as much. We were saving money. We cut so many costs in quarantine. Unfortunately, with some staff members, we had staff members that couldn't fully do their position requirements and uphold them. So we had to part ways or we had to now decrease their hours. We realized that not so many hours were required to do the job. So we were able to discount a little bit of the hours to save time. So payroll definitely became a money saver for me as well. And I cut marketing costs. I have a marketing agency that I was working with. We parted ways. I didn't find it necessary because of quarantine. We were able to do more organic marketing, such as quarantine marketing, quarantine sales. And I didn't really need as many ads running at once. So I am now running all of our ads again. I'm saving a lot of money that way. So I'm really excited about that. So long story short, we were able to cut a lot of costs, a whole lot of costs. Hey, fashionpreneurs, I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly, on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year. So I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Those are honestly the ways that we made that half a million, y'all. I'm not lying to you. The way that we made the money was by saving money. Like, we cut so many costs, and moving our inventory overseas was probably the best thing we could have done. I used to have all of our inventory developed overseas for many years, and I decided to, you know, hold off on going back overseas because I love the accessibility and the convenience of getting everything made here in LA locally. But it's an assembly line to do it here in LA. And I honestly love it because we save a lot of money with the assembly line. But with us moving overseas, we're now able to produce more value with less time constraints. So there's pros and cons to both. You have to figure out what's best for you. Some days I'm feeling more overseas-ish. Some days I'm feeling more US-ish, you know? So it depends on what's best. I have amazing partners overseas within the Fashionpreneur Academy. You guys will have access to them as well. There's nothing I have that I don't give to you. So within our program, you guys will have those contacts and they're ready to work with serious-minded folks that are ready to work. So We're really excited to be able to have a full-fledged system, you know? And it's working for the staff, it's working for me, it's working for my team, it's working for everybody. And I'm really excited about that. So those are some of the things I did to cut costs. And I've been able to run a lot of Facebook and social media ads. A lot of people run ads and they don't know how to run them properly, so they waste money. Make sure if your ads aren't producing sales that you cut them off. If you don't know how to run ads, hey, I'll teach you inside the Fashionpreneur Academy, 90-day intensive curriculum. And I also have a guy that taught me ads, Abu. Shout out to Abu. Really close friend of mine. He taught me Facebook ads and everything I know about them. He actually teaches a class inside of the Fashionpreneur Academy. He taught at the Fashionpreneur Retreat. So I think that has definitely helped me. I also had a meeting with my accountant while in quarantine, and we discussed things I could do to save money and things that I could do to cut back. So I feel like all of those things really increased our revenue. But when I started focusing on just top sellers and focusing on release dates, y'all, I was like, oh, this is how we gonna do this. So a little major key there, guys, look at your grade A products, keep those in stock. If you're buying wholesale or you're a boutique owner, still look at your grade A products. If you know all your girls want those tight fitted dresses, then make sure that that's what you keep in stock all the time. If you find that your denim is selling slower, you might not be the store that people come to for denim. You could evolve into that, but make sure you get lower volumes and packs of that denim. Like, make sure you're paying attention to what your customers say and not just what you want because it's cute. And as women, we could do that a lot. I have a good friend that's a buyer. He's a man and he keeps it simple. And this store does really well. And I want you guys to know that women, we can get really involved in the process of buying for women. And we want to pick out what looks good on us and we want to wear other products. Make sure it's what your customers want. Make sure that it's those grade A's that are staying in stock, okay? Another thing I want you guys to understand is that investing in an accountant is real. Me and my accountant planned for this success. Like, we explained and really collaborated on what would be the best next step. And we realized that grade A's is all we need. Cutting costs and moving things back overseas is what we need. So that's really what I focused on. And another thing, while in quarantine, we made sure we had a system in place where we could still ship every other day. So we were able to still ship every other day, which was really awesome for our bottom line as well. I think all those things contributed to our success. There's probably a number of other things, but I honestly always say this, but I also had let people do their job. I let people do their job and it really helps with success. So I encourage you guys to let people do their job. So if you have someone in place for graphic designs, let them be the graphic designer. Don't point your finger and tell them what to do all day. Let your support team handle support. Let them problem solve. This is how you build. This is how you become a leader. So let people learn, and they're going to make mistakes on your dime sometimes. And that's going to happen, long as it's not an extensive mistake. If it's something that could be fixed, let it be fixed. And if it's not, you know what to do. So get prepared for your growth season, guys. I hope this was a little quick motivation for you. Get through this week. If I can make $500,000 in just a few months, you can too, because I'm just a girl from Baltimore City that's just figuring it out, child. That's all I am, okay? So I understand that you can figure it out too, and I want to see those results for you guys. So thank you for tuning in for another quick entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, entry 31. I think we got a lot covered there, and I'm excited, guys. So make sure that if you have not yet, make sure that you register for my free masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. It is for you. And we're going to discuss a lot of vendors and how you can also design your first collection. So I want you guys to consider that. Watch the masterclass. It's going to be awesome for you guys. I will talk to you next week. All right. Holla back.